Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I'm your host, Bijan. On today's show, we've got tracks from The Beths, Hammerbox, Monkey Cat, The Hoodoo Gurus, and so much more. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is the band Motorbike from Cincinnati with a track off their latest album, Kick It Over. This is quite nice.
We'll be right back.
was, of course, 2020 with We Can Fly off their 1982 release Sex Trap. Something a little different from the boys. Actually, that whole album is pretty experimental for them, which makes it all the more cool. Thanks for joining us here at Pop Rocks Radio. We were off last week as I was on the road, like literally driving around Arizona, checking out Antelope Canyon and all the donut shops I could get my wife to tolerate.
Woohoo! Cheap meat!
Hopefully you've noticed that we are available on a bunch more podcast platforms now. We're trying something a little new. You can now support my podcast directly using sats. That's Satoshis.
Well, duh.
Listen on Fountain, boost the episode, and let me know what you think. You may be asking, what the hell is this guy doing talking about crypto? Well, bear with me. We are trying this out with the goal of building a community where you, the listener, would be able to directly support the artists you love. This is just the first step, so if you need help getting started on Fountain and giving it a try, please reach out to me directly and we'll get you going. Okay, on the show today, we have a few tracks featuring singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Morley Bartnoff. More on him in just a bit. Also, our movie of the week is the Cannon Films classic from 1984, Thunder Alley. This is a single I'm sure you've been hearing all over the place. I love this band and was having a bit of FOMO for not playing it myself. This is the latest single from The Beths, whose album Expert in a Dying Field was one of my favorites last year. This one is called Metal.
Core.
Because if you ask me, one of the great underrated bands from Seattle, that was Hammerbox, fronted by the dynamic Carrie Acree. Besides Hammerbox, she has brought her considerable talents to bands like Goodness, The Rockfords, and also her solo work. Carrie is still active in the Seattle music community. That was Trip from the album Numb in 1993. Before that, we had Shannon and the Clams from Oakland with a bonus track off their latest, The Moon is in the Wrong Place. That was Wax and String. Shannon and the Clams are currently on the road and will be opening up for Alabama Shakes in Seattle in August. Very cool for them.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
This week's Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday is the Golan Globus Magnum Opus Thunder Alley from Canon Films in 1985. Oh, whoops. I actually said 1984. But it is 1985. The tagline reads, "Where music can make your dreams come true." I may charitably reword that as, "No one sets out to make a bad movie." For the record, I love bad movies. Some of the most entertaining films I know are objectively terrible. This one is not terrible, but it's not good. The film features a young musician who follows his dreams into a band with his childhood friend. And as they get bigger and more popular, they run into all the pitfalls that come with being a band in the 80s. Drugs, alcohol, groupies, and crooked managers. The band, named Magic, fronted by a petulant Leif Garrett, plays generic bar band rock from the 80s that reminds me a bit of Mark Wahlberg's music career in the film Boogie Nights.
You got the touch!
Okay, it wasn't that bad, but you know what I'm saying. Despite all of that, I actually found the film very entertaining and definitely worth a watch. My one major nit with the film is regarding their rival band, Surgical Steel. So throughout the film, their crooked manager does whatever he can to undermine Magic for, I don't know why that made sense, but that was what he was doing because they supposedly outshine the other band he manages, Surgical Steel. Well, Surgical Steel was a real band from, I think it was from Arizona at the time, who is just loads better than Magic. They are so dynamic on stage. Their music is awesome. Great to listen to. And then they bring on Magic, who's supposed to be better. And it's like,
you got the touch.
Anyway, I'll end with my favorite line from the film when his friend tries to set him up with someone. Richie, our hero, says, "I don't like blind dates." To which his buddy replies, "She's not blind."
I've got better things to do, better things to listen to than all your ranting and raving on me. It's all of the time now, and it's too late for you to find reality here. Now I want you out of my life. What they say is you're out of your mind. I regret the days gone by and all my alibis. It makes me want to cry.
time. It's such a long time to keep waiting, but I will. Hours, minutes, seconds, they fade away. Days and the months and the years, they fade away. I want to be the one to say it, cause I know we're gonna make it.
Good.
that was Milk Maiden, who, according to her press, is my new favorite low-budget gaffer tape pageant lesbian music star. That was her new single, King for a Day. Before that, we had Vancouver's Movie Land from their new album, Now and Then, which is out now. That was Just a Second. And of course, we kicked off that set with Saying Goodbye from the Muffs' self-titled debut in 1993. More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word. Hey there, this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. I just want to take a second to call out an organization that I think is doing great work on behalf of women in music called Women Who Rock. This female-founded brand is dedicated to supporting women in music, advocating for women's health, and promoting and amplifying the voices of women. Did you know that women make up only 19% of the average music festival lineup? Their benefit concerts are 100% female-fronted, and all the proceeds benefit women's health research at the McGee Women's Research Institute. You can find them at womenwhorock.info. I'll put a link in the show notes, so please check them out and support them in any way you can. Okay, back to the show.
There are certain rules that one must abide by in order to successfully survive a horror movie. For instance, number one, you can never have sex. Sex equals death, okay? Number two, you can never drink or do drugs. No, the sin factor. It's a sin. It's an extension of number one. And number three, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back.
This week's featured artist is L.A. musician Morley Bartnoff. He has been a fixture of LA's music scene since the 80s and has lent his unique sound and style to a wide range of bands, from the new wave flavor of Burning Sensations to the alt-rock edge of Dramarama and the glammy power pop shimmer of his own project, Cosmo Topper. Let's start out with something from Cosmo Topper's Pure Fast Vibration in 2001. This is written, arranged, and sung by Morley. This is The Law of Attraction.
Thank you.
Burning Sensations with their song that became a bit of a hit on MTV in 1983. From their self-titled debut, that was Belly of the Whale. Burning Sensations had such a great sound for the time, a bit calypso, a bit wave. The steel drums you hear on the track are actually Morley on his synthesizer.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay, one more track. This one is from the work Morley did with the band Dramarama. Dramarama's biggest hit was Anything, Anything from Cinema Verite in 1985. Morley joined the band for their 2020 album Color TV, which has a load of great tracks on it. This one is called What's Your Sign?
On a street called Flugel, gonna bang. here, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal food trough whopper. I fart in your general direction.
Yeah.
closed out that set with the Greenberry Woods with Parachute from their 1995 sophomore album, Big Money Item. Before that, we had the Linkwells from the UK with their latest single, For the First Time. And we kicked off that set with the band Sar from their self-titled debut in 2000. That was just reissued on Omnivore Recordings on white vinyl. Lots of folks loving this album and giving it the attention it should have probably gotten the first time around.
Well, smack my ass and call me Judy.
Okay, we've got time for one more set. Let's kick this one off with a new track from Crossword Smiles from Consequences and Detours, now out on Big Stir Records. This one is Falling All Over Myself.
Falling all over.
of all the awesome bands from Australia, Hoodoo Gurus have got to be one of my favorites. Blow Your Cool came out just as I was leaving for college, and that was the soundtrack to my freshman year. That song was My Girl off their 1984 debut, Stone Age Romeos. Before that, we played Monkey Cat from Arizona with their new single, No Sense.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in His tender care
till He brings us together again.
Good night, everybody.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. Join us again next time, where we'll have tracks from Lime Spiders, Time Thieves, The Real Kids, and just a ton more greatness. And of course, no episode would be complete without a song by my favorite band, 2020. This is the Churchills with Everybody Gets What They Deserve from 2000's You Are Here. And this is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Please don't tell. I never meant to hurt you though.